This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
Get out of town. Welcome to the Untitled Pittsburgh Sports Comedy Podcast on the BetRivers Network. We are at the Liveberg Studios, back up here in Glenshaw. Check them out, livebergstudio.com. Our producer, Ben Stonium, is with us on site. John?
Hi.
The stage is set for the big game. 49ers, Chiefs, Las Vegas. How excited or pissed off are you?
I am at peace. I've processed all my Steelers grief.
Oh yeah, It's amazing how short that was.
Right,
this year.
I've rationalized everything away. It doesn't even feel like I'm watching the same sport as I watch these playoff games. Josh Allen is but a, you know, I forgot he even existed.
Yeah,
you know, and he was the guy that beat us, and he doesn't even matter. So
right,
where does that leave us? You know, the Ravens, they lost. That was cool.
I loved it.
A lot of people rooting for the Ravens on Pittsburgh's side. That's a nah, dog. I don't know what you were thinking if you're one of those people, but nah.
That's a big nah.
Nah. Don't get cute.
Yeah, right.
You know?
You're going to have to hate them again. I don't know when you stopped hating them.
Yeah, you can't get complacent with the hatred for division rivals. I get it. Mahomes and Chiefs, they're really good. It's fun to like, but at least it ain't Brady and the Patriots anymore. And we aren't good enough to ever really play them, so it doesn't really hurt our ego, right? You know?
Yeah. The Lions, we're going to let you down. You know, I have a buddy who's a Lions fan, and last year he was like, this is great. Everyone's rooting for us, and we've got nothing to prove.
Right. You knew when you saw C.J. Gardner-Johnson waving goodbye in the second. You knew.
Yeah.
You just knew. They are going to lose.
I should have jumped on the BetRivers Sportsbook and smashed the Niners on that when
Somebody
that happened.
Did. Somebody did, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good.
The Ravens are idiots, and now, like we just said earlier about rooting against division rivals and hating them, we have to root for the Chiefs. I don't care where you fall on the Kelce stuff. You hate Kelce. You hate Taylor Swift. You hate Mahomes because he's a whiny baby. Whatever. The Niners would tie Pittsburgh with 6 Super Bowls. Your Steelers, John. We would have to slide over at our level of 6 Super Bowls.
I'm a little less, but you're right. You're right. See, I'm a little more complacent on that one. I'm a little more like, well, McCaffrey, he seems like a nice guy. you know, like, I mean, we're already sharing that with the Patriots. But no, we can't.
What are we going to do? We're going to lift up every asshole with 5 Super Bowls?
Yeah, you're right.
Come
you're
on
right.
up here, guys.
No, you're right. We're Sixburg.
Check out the view.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
No, the Chiefs, we got to root for the Chiefs. And
it sucks.
I don't know. Do you have to have an opinion on the Taylor Travis Kelce thing?
You don't have to have an opinion, but it is a little alarming how many people are mad about it.
Yeah, well, what's crazy to me is that they are unabashed, like they're weaving her into like the highlight before the game bits. She's making it into hype videos, and I guess it's like, why not?
She's what is she, a top 3 biggest celebrity in the world right now?
What I want to know is if Mahomes goes down or if Pacheco goes down, where do we get to, like, could Taylor need to jump in there? And if she had to jump in the game, what position would she be most successful at in your professional opinion?
So Taylor can dance, right? And I think with practice, any reasonably athletic person, and I'm including Taylor in that, could learn to kick. And listen, if you kicked, and I'm not doing it enough justice,
right?
I'm sorry, but like, where are you going to put her? D-end?
I mean, Andy Reid has been known to draw up some razzle-dazzle pee-pants bullshit. I could totally see like a decoy play where like she's at wide out, and you know, they do some like little giants tomfoolery.
Send her deep every time.
Yeah.
Because
slot receiver. Look, she's definitely a possession receiver. right? She's an ex, right?
You have to send her deep every time because, and they would have to respect it because if she were to catch a deep ball, it would be humiliating and potentially franchise disbanding.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. You'd have to give her the attention.
Right. So she stretches the field in that way.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know where love's crazy twists and turns are going to take Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. If you were looking at it objectively, one day, probably in the next 3 years, Travis Kelce's career, his playing days will be behind him.
Oh, he's going to be The Rock. He's going to be like The Rock, I think. I think he's going to be an action movie.
He will reach a level of stardom that transcends football.
Yep.
Yeah, you're probably right. He has that podcast.
Yeah, and there's no reason.
He has a successful podcast.
Yeah, and he broke Jerry Rice's record. Like, I knew that it was a lot, and like Mahomes has more like playoff wins than Big Ben already. Like, I mean, they're kind of blowing by everybody.
I would like for Mahomes to do well so that, what if one day he could be better than Brady?
I think that's the talk, right?
Wouldn't that, okay, but that's the talk, whatever, and he's got a lot to do before that, but like, wouldn't it be sweet if it was like, Brady's not the, objectively, is not the GOAT.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It's Mahomes. Right. And then, I'll just compartmentalize, I'll just drink through that when that becomes a thing.
I am excited to see Usher perform.
Yeah, okay, so Usher. Who
Usher.
We love, man.
Oh my God.
We did do that Usher bit last year.
Right, when he stepped bravely forward into the light to support the Pirates ushers at PNC Park.
He did. He's a modern day Woody Guthrie.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Pete Seeger type. He's about the working man.
Exactly.
It's important to remember Usher's contributions to labor in America.
Right. Pittsburgh is in his heart.
All right, John, give me your Super Bowl pick. What do you think? Las Vegas.
I think the 49ers are actually going to win. Obviously, I'm going to be rooting for the Chiefs for the reasons that you said. Thank you for reminding me and checking me on that. But I do think the 49ers are going to win. And I think it's going to have to do with, they're going to be scheming Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan, and I think Kyle Shanahan is just going to get the better of Andy on that day, and that's what it's going to come down to.
It's going to be like spy versus spy.
Right. And like, I feel like San Francisco's defense is really, really good, right? And the Chiefs' defense is just kind of like, okay.
Brock Purdy winning the Super Bowl would just further underscore the farcical nature of our quarterback situation.
Yeah.
Because Kenny being the first quarterback drafted, Brock Purdy being the last man drafted, that would cut really deep. I'm already overly invested in a team I don't particularly like.
Yep.
The Kansas City Chiefs. I think that Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the biggest sport in North America. And I'm hoping that he will find a way to win, and never before have I called on the NFL to be scripted more than now.
And, it seems like lately the narrative is whatever is going to happen is going to be whatever is most baffling and painful to Steeler fans. So, if that's the script,
right,
Brock Purdy winning it all would fit that motif that we're in right now.
Since our last show, John, the Steelers season has mercifully, perhaps,
with a whimper,
come to an end.
Yeah
just sort of, we were out there, outgunned, Mason Rudolph, everybody else.
Yep.
No TJ, classic no TJ, no chance to win game.
Right.
Here we are. It was a season still. I enjoyed it. I'll never stop enjoying the week-to-week appointment watching of this team.
Yeah, it's part of who we are.
Well, it was a memorable season right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Who could forget the absolute stomping that the San Francisco 49ers put on the much-hyped Pittsburgh Steelers?
Lest we forget.
In week one.
Mm.
An absolute ass-kicking from the jump.
Right, and they drove up housing prices. They beat us so bad.
Of course, the Gunnar Olszewski.
Gunner, we hardly knew ye.
I think we knew all we needed to know about old Gunner.
Yep.
Toe tap that inbounds kickoff.
Oh, so long, Gunner.
And who could forget the training camp experiment of Kendrick Green at halfback, catching passes, trying to make him look like...
That was this year?
Sexy trade bait. That was this year. Oh, my God. Right? Feels like 10 years ago.
Good Lord.
You're like, wasn't that Zach Banner?
Yeah.
Right? Feels insane now.
Man, the storylines. Oh.
And then, of course, one of our highest paid offensive linemen was benched in the middle of the year, never to return. Chukwuma Okorafor.
Yeah, he got.
Said some dumb shit.
He said some dumb shit. Whatever he said, it was some dumb shit.
Whatever he said, yeah. Mike Tomlin took exception.
And was like, nah.
Yeah.
I like that. Tomlin doesn't do that. I feel like he gets a lot of flack not being hard on players, blah, 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 whatever. Granted, Broderick Jones waiting in the wings, I'm sure made it a little easier. But what, Chuk said some stuff like, why don't we just let him score? Like, why don't we go back out? Like, I think he like expressed like, let's give up. This is dumb.
Yeah.
Which... You can't say that. What?
No, you can't, but yeah. I would argue...
I can say that at home.
I would argue there's a lot of things you can't and shouldn't say that Mike Tomlin's like, that's just a guy. Yeah. Look, as long as you're... So what this tells us is as long as you're being competitive,
yeah,
you can say and do whatever you want.
Right.
And let's not forget, this one is really one of the forgotten gems of the year. The Steelers traded Kevin Dotson in a meaningless pick swap with the Rams, and Dotson is like probably going to be an all-pro this year.
Is he really?
And I look, I don't put all of my eggs in this basket, but PFF has him rated as like the highest interior line.
Oh, goodness.
But it wasn't all bad.
Hmm?
With the Jalen Warren forever...
Oh, Jalen Warren.
...cementing himself as a... memorable Steelers badass.
For sure.
Like, this was his breakout year.
Absolutely.
People will look back and be like, we need a tough kid.
Yeah.
We need a guy
like a bowling ball.
Gets up in there.
Yeah.
It was also a great year for us fans. Yeah. Not only did the Steelers go 5-1 in the division, sweeping the Ravens and Bengals, and making the playoffs, which, you know, as evident by this show, we've taken horribly for granted.
Mm-hmm.
But we also came together to do some pretty incredible things. The first, being given the option between Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph, we took that opportunity to call out like an angry mob for Barabbas, and we chose Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
Which seemed insane.
It was the cord to pull, the rip cord. It was the like, I want the nightmare to end. Give us Mason. Right?
Mason Rudolph was, we were at our lowest low and we texted our ex.
Ooh.
But I think the best thing that came out of this year, because it put agency back in the hands of those who spend money.
Mm-hmm.
The people who have stuck by this team through thick and thin. The uniting of the old Scottish clans,
right,
to get together.
One, yeah, who've typically warring histories. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody came together for this one.
Everyone got together to meme Matt Canada out of a job.
Everyone got on board. Everyone took a piece of the pie. It was a grassroots thing in the beginning. It grew to a deafening crowd and administration within the Steelers. Leadership said, yeah, this guy. Yeah, you guys are right. We're going to get rid of him.
It got to a point where I was shocked that no one threw garbage on his front yard.
Right. Don't do that. That's
don't
not
do
cool.
It. 100%.
Yeah.
Do not do that. But I can't believe it didn't happen.
I think that's very 90s, early 2000s. I don't think people are into throwing garbage on lawns anymore. I think garbage on lawns is Twitter. People are like, I said... Listen, I disparaged a human being. I reduced them.
My work here is done.
What am I going to throw a Twix wrapper on his yard? He gets it.
We were part of the thing. We threw virtual garbage onto Matt Canada's virtual lawn ourselves.
Yeah. I do miss one thing about Matt Canada, and that's his fashion. That DIY Steelers cowboy hat that he made.
All right. Do you think that he made it, or do you think that he like grabbed somebody at the merch store?
Hey, could you like throw a headband on there or something for me, guy? Hey, thanks, man.
I will say this. If Matt Canada was a successful offensive coordinator, people would have been wearing that hat in church.
Oh, hell yeah.
like you're at, it would have been the thing. So like in each friend group, you would designate a guy or someone would call it that they were the person that wears the Matt Canada hat. Yeah. It was like this branding that the only thing it needed to catch on, which is a big ask, was 30 points a game.
Yeah.
And a bunch of wins.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Sad it never panned out. John, it's been a little while since our last show, and I found this about a week ago, so I've been sitting on it for a while. It really pained me not to text it to you earlier, but it's from one of our favorite places, a never-ending wellspring of random crap.
Oh, yeah.
Pittsburgh's Reddit page.
There is a place that exists, a place on the Pittsburgh internet where logic goes to die, where the Immaculate Reception never happened, where Bubby Brister is actually in the Hall of Fame, where every post is batshit insane. It's time to enter the Red Zone.
All right, John, here's the title of the post. Snake population. My family and I are considering a move to Pittsburgh from Northern Illinois. There are many pros on the list, but one concern is the seemingly large snake population, as I have a phobia from a childhood incident. Can someone give me a clearer sense of how many snakes someone encounters? Posts talk about finding snakes in home basements, on walks in neighborhood parks, as well as out in hiking areas. How common is it, really, to run into snakes in daily life?
What? Does he mean Florida?
Yo.
Dude, I ain't seen a snake until I was like 16.
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
This person is so afraid of snakes that what they did was they went to Pittsburgh's Reddit page and they were like, well, let's just see what the snake situation's like. And then they searched and their whole feed was snake posts. Like, check out this huge snake in Frick Park.
Ooh. I also don't like snakes.
Well, I don't either.
But I think we're doing pretty good. Hey, infrastructure, water quality, air quality, not so good.
Snakes can't live here with the air.
Yeah. I think we got our snake shit under control, though.
Snakes have soft-ass little lungs that can't handle.
Yeah,
a little
baby-ass snake. Oh, my little nostrils.
Oh, the cracker plant. Yeah. We've made all us snakes sterile, and it'll happen to you humans one day.
Right? Ah. No, I'm not worried about snakes in the burg.
Neither am I, but I'm worried about this person.
Yeah, they seem to have
a real hang-up.
Debilitating phobia. Ireland.
No snakes.
No snakes.
Hawaii, no snakes.
Really? Mm-hmm. Really? In Hawaii?
Yeah, because, well, they don't exist there, and they, like, you're not allowed to take them. It's like a felony, maybe, to take them.
Whoa.
I'm. You know what?
Like snakes in the water get to the islands.
It's far, though, man.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what, Peter? I'm talking out of my ass. But I think that Hawaii doesn't have snakes. No snakes is a great reason to move to Ireland.
Totally.
Something that would suck about moving to Ireland is being the annoying American person who's like, you know, my Graham's family.
I'm Irish.
Yeah.
We've talked about that on the show.
Oh, they hate it. They hate it.
They hate it big time.
Yeah.
And I get it. Well, John, that's it.
That's it.
Football, one more week, one more game.
The granddaddy of them all.
Truly the granddaddy of them all. Go Chiefs. And they're going to show Taylor Swift a lot.
Yeah. Get used to it.
I'm used to it. I'm fine with it.
Let's go.
And it's going to lead to, let's say, her and Travis Kelce. I'm rooting for them.
Yeah. It's hard to stay together out there.
But if it doesn't work, it's going to lead to some really great art. Mm. Not just from those two, but also from like 40% of the global population. So at least we'll have that.
Oh, yeah.
If they can't make it, at least make it fun.
That's right.
That's going to do it for this episode. We appreciate you following along with us. As always, you can reach out to the show, 412-368-6375, to get in touch with us, or untitledpittsburgh@gmail.com. Huge thanks to Liburg Studios. Check them out, liburgstudio.com. Huge thanks to our producer, Ben Stonium, for being with us on site. It's the Untitled Pittsburgh Sports Comedy Podcast on the Bet Rivers Network.